This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, unfortunately, Sue's off for a few days. She'll be back on Thursday. We've got Fred, the Hall of Famer, in the room. Ethan Hannaford is here. And on Wednesdays, we visit with our friend Alex Rich. And we've mentioned this many times. He is an IU, an Indiana alum, played baseball for IU. And I'm watching his social media over the weekend. And, Fred, do you remember, did Alex tell us that he was going to the Big Ten championship game?
I don't know. I know he said he was going to buy a ticket to Miami just in case.
Just in case for the championship game, right? So what's the story here, Mr. Indiana? How are you? Congratulations.
Oh, appreciate it. You know, I'm over here on cloud nine. What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. And I didn't say that I was going because it was kind of up in the air until Saturday morning, trying to convince my buddy Scott to go with me. And we were watching ticket prices. But what a lot of people don't know is the basketball team was playing Louisville in Indianapolis as well the same day. So we actually drove up at that morning and went to the basketball game at 2 o'clock at the field house there downtown. So Indy was popping off because you got to figure it'd be like equivalent to if Mizzou played basketball and football downtown in St. Louis the same day,
right?
And was 45 minutes closer to St. Louis. So it was a crazy day. So we go to the basketball game. Ticket prices for the football game weren't looking good, weren't dropping. So we were just kind of, we were staying hopeful. We went over to the stadium, started walking around outside of Lucas Oil, just trying to figure out, okay, it, you know, if StubHub or online's not dropping, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, do people still stand outside
with regular tickets? Yeah, right. We did talk about that. Yeah.
So, we were kind of walking around and just hearing different people. Some guy, this is honestly, you know, one of the craziest things that I've ever personally done at a sporting event. So one of the guys is like, two tickets, you know, two tickets. And I overhear him and I go over and I'm like, hey man, how much for the two tickets? Where are they? And he's like, $200, you know, follow $200 a piece, follow me. And I'm like, well, where are the tickets? You know, kind of asking a few more questions. And he's like, well, follow me, $200 a piece. And I'm like, that's fine, but I'm not paying you until we get into the stadium if you're saying follow you. So at this point, I'm thinking maybe this dude's like a worker or something, and he's off duty, and he's got some deal with another buddy that's working a back door, and he's going to like walk us in or something. At this point, to be honest with you, I didn't really care how I got in at this point. Okay. I think I had accepted that if this was going to cost me $500 or $600, so be it. We were going to be there at the Big Ten national champ or Big Ten championship game and have a story to tell.
Yeah.
So we follow him, and like he kind of turns back around and he's like, yeah, actually, let's go in like this front entrance over here.
Oh my gosh.
So meanwhile, my buddy Baker is like, he's like, you know, hey man, like, we're not doing this. Like, where are the tickets? Talking to the guy. And the guy, like, seems very confident, so we're going along with it. And at this point, like, me and my buddy are looking at each other, and we're just kind of like, screw it. Like, at this point, we're committed, so let's just see what happens.
Had you given him any money at that point?
No money
okay,
at this
so
point.
You're just kind of waiting for him to guide you into wherever this might be.
Sure, at this point, we got really nothing to lose. We have no ticket. We've not paid anybody anything yet. We're seeing what plays out. And so this guy's got like an Indiana lanyard that you would buy at a dollar store around his neck. And there's nothing attached to the other end of the lanyard.
Uh-oh.
Like, so he's got it tucked into his shirt. And I'm kind of like, start piecing things together, like where this is going. And so there's probably 4,000 people in the line waiting to get in. And somehow this guy finds like an opening up in. And we walk up like to where they're scanning the tickets, and this guy, he's just like points to like his neck where the lanyard's at, and he's like, "Oh, which by the way, we are media, so I certainly know that this is not how this works."
Right.
He points to his neck and he goes, "I'm media. I got these two."
Ah!
The woman, let us walk right in to Lucas Oil Stadium.
You've got to be kidding me.
Walk in, no ticket scanned, nothing. As a matter of fact, they gave every person that came in and got their ticket scanned a wristband with a light on
right,
it.
Right,
like,
yeah.
The whole, I got two of those. So once we put those on, we were official. We were legit. And so we get in and we're like, at this point, kind of looking over our shoulder like, did we really just walk in? Like, there's no way. And so we pull off to the side in the concourse, and we're like, the guy was stuck to his work. I mean, he's sketchy as can be, but I guess somehow he walked us in. And so we start trying to pay him on Cash App or Venmo or whatever. And luckily for me, my phone didn't charge or didn't like load and go through. So no payments went through on my end. But then my buddy tried, and, like, of course, these scammers try to not use Venmo for whatever reason. And we found out the reason, because when we went to try to Venmo them, Venmo blocked the payment, and it was like, this is a scam, like, whatever.
Oh, wow.
So I said, listen, man, you know, we'll pay you when we leave here. Like, it's not going to work at the moment right now. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm sorry, appreciate you getting us in. And I said, listen, I got $75 in my pocket right here. I'm going to give you this. I'll get you the rest later. And we, you know, have a great night. And we just walked. We just walked away. And we were in the Big Ten championship game.
Okay.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And did you ever see him again?
Well, he sent he sent a screenshot of the of my buddy's Venmo to me this morning, actually. And he said, "Don't think I've forgotten."
Oh no! So he sneaks you in. Where did you sit? Because you sent me a picture, and it looked like your seats were pretty good.
Great seats, great standing room. We got behind an end zone for a while. Actually, the story gets—I forget it completely. Forget a part. When we get in, we're in the standing room, and we're talking to these two nice guys that are just standing there watching the game in the standing room area with us. Lucas Oil seats like 80,000 people or something, right? Would you believe that I said to these guys, "Man, how much did you guys pay for your standing room tickets? Like, you know, when'd you get them? How'd you get, like, where'd you get them from? All these things." And the guy looks at me, and I'm not kidding you. He says, "Dude, if I told you the story, I don't think you'd ever believe me." And I look at my buddy. And I look back at this guy and I go, "Don't tell me, dude, some guy just walked you in through the gate. And he goes, "Yeah, dude, $200 a piece we got right in."
Oh my God. So he must have had something going with that particular ticket taker, don't you think, where she's getting a cut?
That's the only thing I can think of at this point, because honestly, it's like, think about all these sporting events that you've been to, and I consider this, honestly, look, Big Ten championship game, Indiana's in it for the first time ever, and it's in downtown Indy. I seriously do compare this to if somebody were to just walk into the World Series at Busch Stadium.
Well, let me tell you a story, and this was post 9/11. So the 2002 Major League All-Star Game, I was in Milwaukee at that time. You might remember this, Alex. It's the only game that ever ended in a tie, so it was very controversial, right? So I was working at WTMJ Radio and Television. My now wife was working also on the radio side, but at WTMJ. I buy a strip of tickets for the All-Star Game, and it was, I think there were $600 a pop, so like $1,200 for two tickets. Now, that gets you three different things. The home run derby, the softball game on Sunday or whatever like that, and the game. But Becky, having worked in the media, put a bunch of lanyards on that looked official. She parked, again, this is post 9/11. This is like right after 9/11. She parks in the area that kind of goes down into the bowels of the stadium. And she's like, "I got to get this tape to this person from Channel 4. She completely. So I'm sitting in my very expensive seats along the right field line, which were really good seats. And she's waving to me from Friday's front row. Friday's front row, they have a Friday's restaurant at Miller Park. And the front row is where they actually have seating. And not only did she sneak in, but she had all these little gifts there on the table waiting for her when she got there. And it was unbelievable. So sometimes, if you just act like you knew what you... I don't have the cojones to do it. Some people do. So are you going to pay this guy?
Well, look, the only thing this... The only thing this guy did for us was convince two morons to trust him and follow him into the stadium. I'm not paying a scammer. I'm taking a stand and I say, you know what? It's time that this scammer got scammed and I'm scamming him.
Oh, wow. Alex is scamming the scammer.
You know,
if you guys lose the national championship game, it's your fault because the karma is going to come back and bite you in the ass. You realize that, right? Well, if you guys, I'm telling Kurt Cignitti this story.
Well, look, I look at it as, my buddy and I joked, Baker and I laughed. I said, "Hey, man, do you think we should fly this guy down to Miami with us to sneak us in?"
That's a good idea. Oh, my God. Did you tell me you also had, you're going to have to save this one for Wednesday. Did you also say you had a good Comfort Inn story to share?
Oh, the Comfort Inn was something else.
Well, hold on.
That was a whole another thing that we'll dive deep into that on. That gets a little, you know how the Comfort Inn can get.
Well, I can't wait for that on Wednesday, but this is an incredible
one
story.
One of one story.
Yeah.
So
we'll air this one at the end of the year, won't we, Ethan?
Oh, yes.
It's now Christmas week, and you're listening to this story. I can almost guarantee you that is crazy.
I'll leave you guys with this. Go Hoosiers.
Yeah, look, I was rooting for them, and I told you, and I told Tommy Ackerman this too. I watched all the pregame, and nobody's not even giving an inch to Indiana as a possible winner in that game.
Right.
It's so great to see all the experts go down, and in particular, the Ohio State University. Alex, we'll see you Wednesday.
We'll see you then.
That guy gets into so much
only out.
Only out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.